What I'm going to do this morning is share with you my prayer time. What type of preparation I've gone through this morning to prepare myself from within to have the proper anointing to minister to the value that you are to God. Are you listening to me? Yeah, now I want you to write down, everybody who listens to me, I am valuable to God. I am valuable to God. There's only one me. And the lesson that will be taught this morning is going into another form of apostolic government that the church need to have to be able to rightfully walk in her place of calling and inheritance. The first thing that I prayed this morning was in 1 John 2:27. I want you to have your scripture. And that's based on the anointing within. The anointing within stirring you up personally, teaching you, showing you things, revealing God to you, revealing the scripture to you. And so I prayed about that anointing within. To preach this message, I have to be properly anointed within. Okay? And so you too are going to have to be properly anointed within to receive it. I don't know, the Spirit told me before I left out of my office, said, I want you to pray this morning. I want you to teach them how you prayed for this message. There's a abiding anointing within you of the Holy Ghost that bring you up to spiritual progress. The second scripture is Luke 4:18. It came out of the mouth of the Lord Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. The Spirit, the anointing within is for person, that's for you, for the teaching within. The anointing upon is for you to minister to people. So I'll be using that type of anointing on your life and your situation as I preach this morning. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for you've anointed me to preach the gospel. So you have to be anointed. You have to have the ushering of the Holy Spirit to preach properly. And you look down the line, all those things that is said in Luke 4:18. I want you to look at it. All those things that are said in Luke 4:18, they are building God's people. Building, and that's what I'm going to do. You're going to be really built this morning. Building God's people. It says, I mean, to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captive. You see that? Yes, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised. Let me tell you something you didn't see in there. No negativity. Right. You see it? Nothing negative. You build God's people, all right? And then I prayed along that. I have the anointing within, anointing upon. I want you to have the same thing, because the territory we're going in is sort of virgin territory. It's sort of virgin territory. When I got preaching this morning, it's something that's been hindering your faith that the Lord about to reveal to you, and you're going to take a leap this morning. So, but I want you to be able. So in Psalm 92:10 now, both anointing, the anointing within and anointing upon, both 1 John 2:27 and Luke 4:18 going to be, have to be fresh all the time. Fresh, 92:10. She anointed me with fresh oil. So they're going to have to be fresh, okay? And that's the atmosphere we're creating. Those of you who are in here with me, those of you who are in your home, connected, I want those type of atmosphere to be upon you. So when I begin to minister out of the anointing within, anointing upon, a fresh anointing, we'll be able now to do John 15:7. We'll be able to do John 15:7. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you can take control. Yep. That's what it's saying. You can take control. So I'm going to be very, very careful about this teaching this morning. All right? Now, what are you going to teach? And I want y'all to be able to put this on the board. We're not going to use scripture on the board this morning. We're going to use, I want you to put this subject up on the board. Pulling strongholds out of your soul that your faith may soar. S-O-A-R. Pulling strongholds, plural, out of your soul that your faith may soar. All right? In other words, the Lord is about to take your faith to another level, pulling strongholds out of your soul that your faith may soar. S-O-A-R. I'll give you a definition of soar in a few moments. And maybe turn your Bibles to Romans chapter 7. Let me give you a definition of soar. Soar, soaring faith. In other words, faith that is above everything else. To rise or increase. So your faith this morning is about to rise and increase. Dramatically in position or value. That's what's about to happen to your faith this morning. To rise, soar means to rise or increase dramatically in position or value. Somebody say amen. Amen. That's powerful, man. My faith about to go. Yeah, your faith about to go there. Another aspect of soaring mean, soaring faith, is to ascend to higher or more exalted level. That's what's about to happen to your faith. To ascend, see, that's why we had to do that prayer meeting just now. To get us ready. To ascend to a higher or more exalted level. And I got one more for you. What's going to start happening to your faith as it's sowing and as you're going to correct this thing that's been keeping it from sowing. Okay, all right. Your faith is now being prepared to rise to miracle status. That's what soaring means. Soaring means to rise to miracle status. Yes, sir. I have my iPad with me this morning. I have my Bible, I have my iPad because I got two scriptures. I got to read out the Amplified Bible. I want you to listen very closely. We're talking about pulling down strongholds. Notice that's plural. I'll tell you what the strongholds are in a few moments. Out of your soul. That your faith may soar. Now, it also means, I just got it, thank you, Lord, that your spirit may soar. Mm-hmm. The soul condition determines how far your spirit can go.
Right, right.
Ooh, my Lord, we need prayer meetings. All right? Because we're going to find out that your spirit is ready all the time. It's perfect. But the condition of your soul determine how much faith you can operate in. When you see these two first verses that the Lord is showing us in Romans chapter 7, verse 20, let me read it out the King James Version, and then I'll read it out the Amplified Version because we got to get it real clear what we're saying here. And I want the Lord to be able to operate out of these anointing and that he's producing soaring faith in us, faith that soars like an eagle, faith that don't need no help from the world, faith that is spiritual. And 7:20 says in the King James Version, now if I do that, I would not. It is no more I that do it. What? But sin that dwelleth in me. Now, the thing is, we have to find out where can sin dwell? Where is sin? Where is Satan operation at? It can't be in my spirit because I'm perfect in my spirit. I got the Spirit of God. Where is he operating? In the soul. Now watch what Romans 7:20 says in the Amplified Bible. Pulling the cover off Satan this morning. Now, if I do, look at the Amplified Bible, Romans 7:20. Now, if I do what I do not desire to do, it is no longer I doing it. It is not myself that acts, but the sin principle which dwell within me. Now listen, 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 children, listen. Fix and operating in my soul. Fix and operating in my soul. You know, those of you in the back, it's so important. Put that Amplified version on the board. That's all right. That's because I need for on the screen, and I need for people who are listening. So go ahead and put Romans 7:20 in the Amplified Bible on the board so we can see it, because we got to linger there, because the next verse is out of this world system. Now, if I do what I do not desire to do, come on now, y'all work with me now. It is no longer I that doing it. I got to catch who doing it. It messed my faith up. It is, and so a lot of all the lessons that have been taught on faith today, I'm calling them all in. Mm-hmm. That if we don't get this straight, no matter how much you hear about faith, no matter how dynamic it is, you're not going to be able to fully operate in the faith anointing. Watch what I say. Now, y'all write this thing down. Faith anointing. See, there's a faith anointing we're dealing with here that is beyond measurement. Your faith should not be measured. Your faith should move in, if it's such a word, what I got, unmeasurement or immeasurement? Unmeasurable. What is it?
Unmeasurable.
We're talking about unmeasurable faith now. Faith that is not dictated by no situation or no circumstance, no group, nothing in this world can limit this type of faith when you're operating out of a strong soul, not stronghold. Okay. Now, if I do what I do not desire to do, isn't that something? It's no longer I that's doing it. It is not myself that acts. But the sin principle which dwell within me is fixed and operating in my what?
Soul.
So I wrote down for note, the Apostle Paul understood this fact that every Christian must know about their soul.
That's right.
The Apostle Paul, that's point two, because I got to go back up to point one. Because point one, we can pack our bag and go home after I do over point one. The Apostle Paul understood this fact, the fact in 7:20, that every Christian must know about their soul. You got to know it if your faith is going to soar unlimited, unmeasurable, unstoppable. See, you're going to have to know that. Now, Jesus come on the scene. This is so powerful. I want you to write this down. Jesus permitted no strongholds in his soul. And here is Jesus' secret. I'm about to give you Jesus' secret. He permitted, I want you from this day forward to know how to permit no stronghold to abide in your soul. Many, listen to me. because we had not known this message. And those that are going to hear this message in years to come are going to recognize why their faith couldn't soar to what they see in the book is because there was an enemy deceptively hiding in their soul, so their soul and their spirit could not connect as they should. Anybody hearing me? Anybody seeing this?
Yes, sir.
It's moving us into another dimension now. See that sin is fixed and operating in our soul through a stronghold. But now, after we have caught him, the master teacher, let me say something to you before I tell you about the master teacher here. Strongholds, now you got to hear this because you never heard this before. Here. Strongholds. Oh, my God. I'm going to read two things to you. Strongholds operates as a satanic remote control in your soul. Satan just standing there pushing the button. I mean, you read all the scriptures, you done prayed 9 hours in tongue, and Satan just pushed the button in your soul. It's remote control. Y'all know about remote control, right? Yeah. Satan just flipped channels like he wants in your soul if you don't know about it. He's fixed in sin operating in your soul. But we are exposing him this morning that your faith can soar. Yes. How many ready for your faith to soar? Yes. How many of y'all believe in God for something? Yes, all right. Now watch it. Strongholds operate as satanic remote control in your soul. Yes, what he's doing. He's holding arguments and reasoning to fortify his opinion in your life.
That's good.
I'm going to preach at the church down the street.
Yes.
This, because what you're going to use your faith after this, if you listen to me, and that's why we prep on the prayer, how I prepared to preach this in an anointing. It got to be anointing. The Holy Spirit have to push out all that trash in your soul that's been holding your spirit back. Strongholds operate as satanic remote control. I never heard that before in my life. I fought it 7 years. I ain't never heard satanic. I don't want Satan to have no remote control over me.
Right.
Go run and tell somebody that. Boy, I tell you, when they hear this online, satanic, he say satanic remote control? Yes, that's what the Holy Ghost told me. In your soul. Pushing button. Holding, come on, once you get this, argument. And they hold an argument against God's word.
Yeah.
Against the promises, against your inheritance.
Yes.
Yeah. He'll hold arguments against revelation.
Yeah.
And reasoning. He loves your deal with that, you know. Well, it might work, might not. And listen to what it says at the end. To fortify. You know what fortify means, right? To be a real strong. That's a stronghold. His opinion in your life. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to prep you for the next scripture because you need to know what or who has been minimizing your faith.
Wow.
Minimizing your faith. What has been many times, you listen now, neutralizing your faith. Minimizing, remote control, neutralizing. This, my brothers and sisters, is another grip on the gift of faith that God has given us that we were trying to go places, trying to stop things in our lives, in our children's lives, our family lives, and our faith seemed like it couldn't get there. Under apostolic government this morning, God is taking his church to another level of operating in faith. Strong faith cannot be developed with strongholds. When there are strongholds in your soul, the remote control is working. So you'll never operate in strong faith. So there are many, katale demosha, there are many who are hearing me this morning never had the opportunity to operate in their full-breasted faith at the level that God wants them to. People, don't get me wrong. Now, I'm loving you and I'm lifting you. I'm not putting you down. I come here to pick you up, to put you at another level. Don't argue, just listen. It says, what have been many times, I got to go over it, you need to know what have been minimizing your faith. What have been, how many times, neutralizing your faith. And now you will hear the truth of what will maximize your faith. Come on here. Into miracles, signs, and wonders. So we're talking about minimizing, neutralizing, and maximizing. The enemy never wants you to hear a message like this. He wants you to hear routine messages on faith.
Right.
But today, your faith is going to shift. You, my goodness, my Lord. My Lord in heaven. Pulling down strongholds out of your soul that your faith may soar. Now, I don't know if I'll be able to finish all this today. I might have to do part two, but I'm deal with it as much as I can. Now, open your Bibles. Let me ask you. Now, this is part of a trick question, a dumb question, because you're not, when I ask it to you, you're going to say, for what? But I'm going to ask you, are you ready? We're about to cross over. You ready?
Yes, sir.
Out there, members, y'all listening? Are you ready? You're about to cross over into apostolic faith. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That just came up in my spirit. I didn't have the apostolic faith. Faith. You're going to start. Listen. Here's what I hear the Spirit of God. You're going to start governing all your life with your faith. Your faith going to be a governing factor now. Once the things you're learning now, your faith going to start soaring. Okay. Turn to John 14, chapter 14, verse 30. I got to hit this thing here now. You notice how calm I'm teaching this morning?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Huh? I feel anointed.
Yes, sir.
See, I prayed. I got that anointing within working, that anointing upon working. See, the anointing upon me in Luke 4:18 is to minister to people. I'm ministering to you out of that anointing, but I had to have the anointing correct. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
On the inside of me. And it has to be F-R-E-S-H. You can't preach on a stale anointing.
Right.
You got to have a fresh anointing. All right. Now, you in John 14, chapter 14, verse 30. Boy, you're going to use your faith. You're going to be the baddest guy in town. Because a lot of things you've been believing God for, you're going to have them tomorrow. Because that thing is so dynamic. See, he cannot minimize, he cannot neutralize your faith anymore. Your faith going to be in the gear of maximization, maximized faith, strong faith, increasing faith, dynamic faith, supernatural faith. You understand?
Yes, sir.
Soaring faith, looking down at it, looking down at Satan, the devil and what he's been trying to hold back from you. Looking down at him and say, I got you now. You should have never let me get on the apostle's feet with them three anointings. with revelation knowledge that I could put to practice immediately.
Yes, sir.
Because I know who's been stopping me.
Yes, sir.
And I know how he's been stopping me with fixed things in my soul, operating in my soul. Not my spirit, not my body, not in my neighborhood, but in my soul. Let me read John 14:30 to you out the King James Version. Jesus, the speaker. And I want to write this down. Jesus permitted no stronghold in his soul. And then here's Jesus' secret. So Jesus, Hakatala, Jesus is about, through me, to give you his secret, how to protect your soul.
Yes, sir.
And when you protect your soul, you're protecting your faith and you're protecting your body. Hereafter, John 14:30, I will not talk much with you. You see that?
Uh-huh.
How many of y'all see that?
Yeah.
For the presence of this world coming, what he said it is?
Nothing in me.
And what Jesus is saying, he have nothing in my soul. Right. See, Jesus was a man, he had a soul. He had to come live the lifestyle that we can live.
Right.
And so he had to become like us. So he had a soul. But Jesus permitted no strongholds in his soul. And now he's going to give us his secret. Now, boy, let me read this out of the Amplified Bible. And I almost can close this right there. And then Jesus said in the Amplified Bible, put it up there so they can see it. I will not talk with you much more. For the prince, look at what he called him. Look what he called him. An evil, genius ruler. Genius. He's a genius on this. He's a genius on deception. But y'all got to put me in the holler every now and then. I'm getting this too, you know. He's a genius at deceptive work to rule you, to ruin your life, to regulate you, to make you regular, and you're a child of the living God, and nothing regular about your life, to ruin your life. Evil, genuine ruler, the prince. Now, we find out where is evil at, where is genuine, he's a genius at, where he ruling at, in our soul. Who got it? That's your mind, your imagination, your conscience, your will. And the major one. Your mind. That's why the scripture says in Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, but be you transformed by the renewing of your mind that you can prove, watch what I'm going to trick you now, that you may prove Satan good, acceptable, and perfect will.
Yes, sir.
Not Satan, God good. But if Satan perfect will is performed in your life, when he can build that stronghold,
yes,
and them imagination and them high things, I'm finally gonna get to it.
Yes,
And God can't bring your soul where it need to be. That's your job.
Yes.
He give you the equipment to do it, but he can't bring it. God can't take strongholds out of your soul without your permission. But matter of fact, he told you do it. We'll get to it. You got to do it. The Holy Spirit ain't coming to you. You got to do it. Jesus said, I will not talk to you, which are much more, for the prince, the evil genius of ruler of the world is coming. Look what he said next. And he has no claim on me. See, once you deal with that stronghold, he has no claim on you. See, his claiming factor is deceptively moving in your soul with stronghold, imagination, high things, which are against the knowledge of God. We'll get it in 2 Corinthians 10. We'll get there. But he, number one, because there's three or four things that I want you to have. Understand. Number one, he has no claim on me. Secondly, it said, he has nothing in common with me. So, listen to me. I'm spiritually and soulishly and physically out of Satan's control.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm a woman, I'm a man, I'm a woman that is fully controlled by God. And so whatever Satan got to offer on television, internet, what all this mess, he's using all these channels.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I'm stable.
Yeah.
I just preach to myself, I'm preaching happy, man. I'm stable in what God have called me to do. I'm stable, I'm able to stand in the midst of a damnable world and decree a kingdom that can't be moved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ooh, the Holy Ghost coming up on me, man. I'm stable and I'm able to stand my ground and to walk in holiness and sanctification and righteousness right here, right now. Not when I get to heaven. I've got heaven on the inside of me and that stronghold is gone. Satan cannot use that remote control on me no more and offer me something that God don't want me to have. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of his might. I put on the whole armor of God. I have the girdle of truth on and the breastplate of righteousness. I'm wearing the helmet of salvation. My feet is shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, I got the shield of faith to quench all the stronghold darts that come at my soul. I'm in another position. Tell somebody I'm in another position. I didn't know what was happening to me. I didn't know why things wasn't working like they should work. I prayed and I said and I confessed. I didn't know that the remote control was in my soul. But this morning, the man of God who told me how to get him out.
Yes.
I cast him out. He had no claim on me. He had nothing. Look what he said. He had nothing in common with me. Look at the next statement. There's nothing in me that belonged to him. And look at the last statement. Therefore, look at the last statement. Lauren, you see it? Look at the last statement. You have no power over me.
Right.
It's not my body giving me trouble. It's my mind. Listen, my sister and brother. Listen to me. When there are strongholds in your soul, You're being blocked from the supernatural miracles in your spirit. Y'all better recall that. Listen, y'all. When there are strongholds in your soul, you're being blocked from the supernatural miracle in your spirit or the supernatural miracle in your faith. Then I got to go to this text to close today. I want to look at two or three scriptures here to prove this. Let's go to Psalm 143. All over the world, those of you listening to me now, just listen closely. Listen to this over and over again. Read the scripture. I even prior to teaching this, I revealed my prayer life. I had to, what kind of prayer I had to pray to preach this. Instead of praying, coming out here praying, the Lord told me, he said, don't go pray. He said, you prayed already. Go tell them what you prayed. I never had that happen 40-some years, but it was good because it told you to get you prepared within, get you prepared with on, and it gets you freshly prepared that the Spirit and repaired to that the Spirit of God can minister to you. All right, Psalm 143. There go my half hour sermons. Now I want you to see this. How he blocks. Let me read this again. When there are strongholds in the soul, you're being blocked from the supernatural miracles in your spirit. And I say you're blocked from the supernatural miracles in your faith. Signs, wonders, revelation. He's blocking you. You never remote control. Everybody do this. Everybody do this. Both hands. Y'all know how we use them remote control, how you text and all that. You use everything, you know. That's what Satan's doing. Other words, oh, I hear it, Lord. In your soul, Satan is texting how he wants you to be. He's texting. Ah! He's texting. It's you, man. I know it's not. He's texting. He's texting it on your soul. That's why you go do it. Wow. You receive the text. This message will protect our generation. Yes. They don't know what's happening to them. Wow. They think through their senses, they think that that's what they want to do. They really don't want to do it. You're a child of God. A child of God don't really want to mess over God. A child of God don't want to be something that God don't want him to be. Stop from this day forward. Stop receiving the texts from Satan. He's texting right now. While you're sitting in church, he's texting. While you're singing Amazing Grace, he's texting. Don't receive it. Huh? Isn't that a way you can block somebody? Can you block them? Can you block them? You can block them? Block Satan. So every time he tells you something to do wrong, now, by the Spirit of God, you ever heard the Holy Ghost going to do? The Holy Ghost within, Holy Ghost upon, fresh, you ever going to do? He's going to say, that's Satan. You don't have to receive that text. I don't let everybody text me. Especially somebody who's not for me. Psalm 143, verse 3. Lord have mercy. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. Let me see what it says here. For the enemy has, oh, you should put it up there for me. That's good, girl. You're doing good back there now. All right, 143. Because here's what we're saying now. Satan used strongholds in our soul to control us. That's what we're saying, right? Stronghold, his reasoning, his discussion, the way he want things to go, his deception, all of that, his decrease, his remote control, his texting in your soul. You can't do that in your spirit because he know that your spirit is greater than him. He knows that. All right. Now, let me read this. My God, I'll take part two next Sunday. 143. For the enemy, verse three, for the enemy has what? What he persecuted?
My soul.
Let's see, read it. For the enemy has persecuted my spirit. Huh? You know why? He can't persecute your spirit. You know why? Your spirit is his master. Your spirit is functioning, listen to me closer now, in the resurrected power of Jesus' life. He knows that. He know you packing that power, but he can't use it remote control in your spirit. He's using it and he's texting your soul because he don't want your faith to soar. Am I preaching this morning?
Yes, sir.
Anybody getting blessed? Wave your hand at me. You're getting blessed. Are you seeing it?
Yes, sir.
I want it to register. I want it to register on you. And then the Holy Spirit is going to help us. He's going to help us. And you're going to be, now you can talk to the mountain. See? See, Mark 11, 23 is invalidated by your soul. Mm-hmm. See, I said, whosoever shall say to this mountain, why the mountain ain't been moving? Huh? See. Satan can't get nothing on you in your spirit because your spirit is God.
Yeah, that's right.
Same thing. Same as God's spirit. See, when the Bible talks about the flesh, one of the problems we have, we thought he's talking about our body. And even though our body is flesh, but when you look it up, when the Bible talks about our flesh, it's talking about carnality in the soul. See, that's why we've been binding our body. I bind you, body. Nobody, my body said, don't bind me. Go get the soul straight, and I'll do what you tell me to do. Your body only is a vehicle who carry the passenger you put in it. And I want you all to be praying those prayers for me and for us. 1 John 2:27,
yes,
Luke 4:18, because we're going to start seeing a lot of miracles, signs, and wonders operating by faith. Let me try to close you somewhere, Leroy. I'm so happy this morning. Now let's look at verse 3 again. I'm going to read it in the Amplified Bible too. For the enemy hath persecuted my soul. Now look what happened when he is able to persecute your soul. He has smitten my life down to the ground. Who see that? He tell you something else. He has made me to dwell in darkness. What? As those who are not born again.
Wow. That's good.
I'm acting just like everybody else.
Yeah.
I got one jackass on one side of me, and I got another jackass on the other side of me, and I don't turn out to be a jackass just like them jackasses because they don't realize that they are children of God.
Come on.
Satan done put a jackass in their soul. Now, man thinks he's a woman.
Come on, son.
A woman thinks she's a man.
Come on.
That's Satan, man.
Yeah.
Trying to trying to put down God's creation. That's how Adam and Eve deal.
Yeah. Wow.
Satan and come in your garden of your life and offer you to be a sissy.
Come on, God.
Dishonor. I want you to dishonor God tomorrow. Go kiss a man. Man, go kiss another man. I want you to dishonor God tomorrow.
Wow.
Can't even see the filth. Really, you talk about brother to kiss, but I just don't like no man kissing on me. You talk about brother to kiss, but shit, I don't want no brother to kiss. Shake my hand, shit, I don't. You don't need to kiss me. We don't need to be that tight. Shit, my wife kissed me. You get your tail, bro. I don't want a man hugging me too tight. Give me a dap. Let's give me a bump. We don't need all this. I better close a little. Let me read in the Amplified Bible, the third verse. For the enemy has pursued what? What are you pursuing? And persecuted what?
My soul.
My soul. He has crushed, oh my Lord, my life down to the ground. He has made me to dwell in darkness, as sin, you see, places as those who have been long dead. In other words, like I'm not saved. Now, even though all of that is powerful, but when I read this time and the Lord showed me something, I was studying the soul. Look at verse 4. Look at verse 4. Look, it's not on him. Look at verse 4, children. What's happening here? Therefore is about verse 3. Therefore is my spirit what? Overwhelming me. My spirit can't do what it want to do because I haven't handled my soul. Look, he repeat himself, my heart. You know what I told you what heart is? Inner man, soul. Your heart is your soul. My soul within me, what that word, the last word mean, is what? Desolate. What that word mean? Ruin. Not regulating right. I got to read down further, quickly. First 5. I remember days of old. I meditate on all thy works. I muse on the work of thy hand. I stretch forth my hand unto thee. My soul thirsteth after. You see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As a thirsty land, Salah. That means pause. Think about that. Your soul is so thirsty this morning to be free. It has to drink from the fountain. Now look what he said in verse 7. Hear me speedily, O Lord. My spirit faileth. What? My spirit faileth. Now, why is he saying that his spirit is failing? Because he cannot make full connection with what's going on because the soul remote control is blocking it on another channel. Hide not that face from me, lest I be like an enemy and go down into the pit. Now, we got to go more places in this psalm. We'll do it. Let me read those, how many verses there was? Down to the 7th verse, right? All right. Let me read it out of the Amplified Bible. Starting with verse 3, and then I'll close. I know I'm not gonna quit. For the enemy has pursued and persecuted my soul. He has crushed my life down to the ground. It's all through your soul. He has made me to dwell in dark places as those who have been long dead. The 4th verse in the Amplified Bible says, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed and faint within me, wrapped in gloom. My heart within my bosom grows numb.
Wow.
Shh. Now you're talking about a numb soul. I remember the days of old, verse 5. I meditate on all you're doing. I ponder the work of your hands. I spread forth my hand, verse 6, to you. My soul thirsts after you like a thirsty, and for water, Salah, pause and comment, think of that. And then he says, verse 7, answer me speedily, Lord, I need help. Oh, Lord, for my spirits fail. I pray in tongue, but things still not happening. I praise you, but things still not happening. I meditate your words, but things not happening. Answer me speedily, Lord, for my spirit failed. Hide not your face from me, lest I become like those who go down the pit to the grave, go down the grave. I tell you, I close here and I bless you this morning. And I pray that you are uplifted. I pray that you go back over this message all over the world, you who listen to this message. Go back over it. Your faith is about to soar like the eagle. I'll come back and preach part 2. Might have to do 4 or 5 parts on this.